Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 16, Planted by Streams. Listen to this and let it land. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3. Notice something. The psalmist does not say his duty is in the law of the Lord. He says his delight, his pleasure. God is not handing you a checklist. He is extending an invitation to enjoy something. And that difference changes everything. When you eat because you're genuinely hungry, you don't have to remind yourself to chew. When the word becomes delight and not duty, you don't have to force yourself back to it. You return because you want to. And that returning, that meditating day and night, is not one quiet moment in the morning and then you're done. It is a rhythm. It is picking up a verse and carrying it with you, letting it surface while you're driving, while you're washing dishes, while you're waiting in line. Meditation isn't intense concentration. It's gentle faithfulness spread across the hours of a day. Now, the image. A tree planted by streams of water. Think about what that means for the roots. That tree does not need to wait for rain. It is not at the mercy of the weather. Its roots have reached the water and stayed there. What happens underground is what decides what appears above it. And hidden time in the Word, time nobody sees, is never wasted time. It is root being formed, and roots take time. A planted tree does not hurry. And neither does grace. The psalm says it yields its fruit in its season, on God's calendar, not yours. Maybe you are in that place right now. You are planted, you are faithful, but you haven't seen the fruit yet. Don't pull up and move. Stay rooted. The tree that runs from the drought dies. The one that stayed by the water crosses the drought with green leaves. That is the promise of this psalm, leaves that do not wither. Not the absence of a dry season, but the presence of roots deep enough to survive it. Here is what I want to ask of you today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the work begins, before the noise of the day gets loud, read all of Psalm 1. It's 8 verses. It takes 2 minutes, but don't read it and close it. Choose one phrase, just one, a phrase that reached you. Write it down, put it in your pocket, or drop it in a note on your phone, and then go back to it twice, once at noon and once tonight. 3 waterings for a single root. It's simple, but that is exactly how a root goes deep. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.